Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 13th chapter, text number 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 28, 1973, in Bombay, India.
We are discussing Tat Khetram, Khetram, this body. How we enter into different types of body, how it is obtained. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, according to the qualities. Three qualities, three multiplied by three, it becomes nine. Nine multiplied by nine, it becomes 81. That means, in the lower grades of forms, there are 81 lakhs or 8,100,000, and above that, about 400,000 forms of human being. So one has to understand, unfortunately, people are so foolish at the present moment that they do not believe in the next life. Murha. What to speak of understanding God and Krishna? They have no even the basic principle of spiritual knowledge. Basic principle of spiritual knowledge is to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am now fallen in this material condition, and therefore, according to my different desires, I am accepting different types of body and wandering throughout the whole universe. Sometimes this body, sometimes that body, sometimes in this planet, sometimes in other planet. This has become my unfortunate condition of that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, "Ei rupe brahmanna bhramite kono bhagavan." We are wandering in this cycle of birth and death, and wandering in the universe. In this way, in the process of our wandering, somehow or other, if we become fortunate by association of devotees, by understanding the Vedic knowledge, jnana vairagya yuktaya, human life is meant for achieving knowledge and vairagya. Not that to increase the animal propensities even up to the point of death. That is not human life. Human life is meant for tapasya, tapudibham, putraka, jina, suddhita, satya. Rajarshi, Lord Ramchandra, Rajarshi, Maharaj Parikshit, Rajarshi, Maharaj Ikhaku, Rajarshi. There are many. They were Rajarshi. The monarchy was not a cheap thing. The king was as good as a rishi, therefore they are called rajas. The king used to rule over the citizens on the permission of the great gate sages, just like Narad. The devas used to visit Maharaj Yudhishthira, similarly other kings. So spiritual science is meant for great personalities, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, not for the Vaishyas and the Shudras. One has to get to the quality of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. So, Krishna says therefore, imam rajan saivu vidu, and let one is rishi, great rishi, great centric persons. One cannot understand the spiritual science. Therefore, Krishna says, although Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, He can personally say anything which is authorized, still He is giving reference to the statement of the rishis. This is the way of Vedic understanding. You cannot establish anything dogmatically. In my opinion, it is like, what is your nonsense? What is your opinion? Even Krishna says, Rishivi Bhavi, Rishivi Bhavi, Rishivi Bhavda Gita. There are different kinds of rishis. Gautam Rishi, Kanada Rishi. They are spoken, in India there are six kinds of philosophies, but they are not recognized. Rishivi, just like Devala Rishi, Narada Rishi, Vyasadeva, Asita Rishi, Valmiki Rishi, they are recognized. Rishivi Bhuvya Gitam. They have got different philosophical ways to understand. Therefore, Bhagavad summarizes that Tattva Pratishtha Sutayu Vibhinya Nasu Rishi Jasya Motamanam Vibhinya. He is not a rishi whose opinion is not different. Yes. You are a rishi, you have got some different system of philosophy. And if I want to become a rishi, then I must disagree with you, just like in modern days it is going on, scientific research, philosophical research. Therefore, it is said, Naso rishi jasya matamanam bhinnam. One cannot become a rishi unless he gives his personal different opinion. Therefore Krishna says, rishi vi bahura adhitam. Then which one we have to accept? We have to accept that is stated in the Vedic literature. Naso rishi jasya matamanam bhinnam. Sutayo bhinna. Vedic literature, samjajuri kathadva. They are different. They are one. But we understand differently, according to our quality of understanding. Otherwise, all Vedic literature aims to understand Krishna. Vedaishta sarvai ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of Veda, to understand Krishna. After many, many births of studying of Vedic literature in the process of jnana marga, when one becomes actually wise, bhunam janmanam ante, when he is actually wise, jnanavan, maang prapadyate, he understands Krishna and surrenders unto him. That is actually understanding. So, chandavi vividhai pritha. But Sri Krishna, Bhagavan, especially referring here is Brahma Sutra Padavishaiva. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra is referring. That is approved. There are different philosophical ways. Paramanu Bhada, Nidvishet Bhada, Sabhishet Bhada, Maya Bhada. They are all rejected. Simply, Brahma Sutra Padaishchaiva, Ketu Madhvi Vinishtitam. Brahma Sutra means Vedanta Sutra. It is called Brahma Sutra because the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Tathata Brahma Jigyasa. This human life is meant for inquiry about Brahma, the Absolute Truth. That is human life. Therefore it is called Brahma Sutra. What is Brahma? Athāta Brahma Jidhyāsa. Janmādhyasya jataha. Janmādhyasya jataha. Brahma is the supreme source of everything. So therefore, Brahma Sutra is called Naya Prasthan. Naya Prasthan, Shruti Prasthan, Smritis Prasthan. We have to accept this Prasthan, the process of progress, to understand the Absolute Truth. So, Brahma Sutra is called Naya Prasthan, by logic, sufficient logic, Brahma Sutra. Krishna says that, for Brahma Sutra Padaish Saiva, Hetu Madhuhi, Vinishti, Hetu Mat. With reason. We must understand. Tatsaddha dhanam munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyanti atmanam atmane bhakta sruto grihitaya. Bhakta sruto grihitaya. Tatsaddha dhanam munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya. One can understand the Absolute Truth. Absolute Truth means the Bhagavan, ultimately. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam jadgyanam adhyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sadhya. That is paratattva, Absolute Truth, which is known by somebody as Brahma and somebody as Paramatma, and somebody, the Supreme Personality of God. The beginners, they understand, and the beginners or the neophyte realization is impersonal Brahma, Brahmeti. Further advanced, this is the achievement of the Jnani. Those who are speculative on the Absolute Truth, they can understand the Absolute Truth in the impersonal future. And those who are still further advanced, yogis, not only speculating, but they are practicing, actually. They are called yogi. Dhyanavastita tadgatena munasa pashyanti yang yogino. They are yogis. Yogis, the dhyanavastita, in meditation, the mind is absorbed, always. Tadgatena manasa. Tadgatena means Vishnu gatena. Om Tat Sat. Tadgatena manasa, by the mind, absorbed in Vishnu, understanding. Tadgatena manasa. Vashyantijam yogina. The santana vidu sura surugana devaya tasmai nama jagamam mahavarunan niruddhastunnanti dibbaistavai vedai shanga pada upanishadai gayanti jana samaga. So, yogi are in the second stage of self-realization, but ultimate realization is Bhagavan. The Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Bhagavan has got many expansions. Nam Rishingam Paraha. First expansion is Balaram, then Sankarsan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, then Narayan. In this way, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Vadbhutuk Sai Vishnu, Kiruduk Sai Vishnu. In this way, the Vishnu Tattva is expanded. Advaita Hachyata Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusam Navajopanacha. So, in this way there are many shastras, many Vedic literature, many explanations. But here Krishna gives a special reference to the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya means one has to learn very nicely, Vedanta Sutra. And the explanation of Vedanta Sutra, natural comment on Vedanta Sutra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhāsyam Brahma Sutra Nam. The Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary, because the author, Vyasadeva, after compiling Vedanta Sutra under the instruction of Narad Muni, his guru, Vyasadeva guru is Narad Muni. He was not satisfied even after compiling Vedanta Sutra. He was not very happy. Narad Muni advised him that you should directly describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you will be happy. It is indirect. All the Vedic literatures, they are indirect, direct. Therefore, Vyasadeva took Vedanta Sutra, and from the very beginning of Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasya-gataha, he commented on the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadvasya-gataha annayat itaratascha arthesu avigya sarat tini brahma rida adikavai mahyanti yatra suraya, in this way. Krishna personally means the Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra's commentary is Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, if we want to understand spiritual truth as it is, then the beginning is Krishna's instruction, this Bhagavad Gita. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And if you can understand Bhagavad Gita nicely, perfectly, then you try to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam. Transcendental Puranam. Puranam means supplementary Vedic literature. That means completes. Because directly Vedic literature is very difficult to understand by the common man. Common man in Vedic literature is not for common man, even by the highly learned brahmanas, kshatriyas. Therefore Puranas are there, and Mahabharata is also there. Mahabharata is meant for Sri Shudra Dvijabandhunam Trayina Sruti Gochara. Sri woman, Shudra, and Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu means born in a Brahmin family, but he is not a Brahmin. That is Dvijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. One who is not qualified. Brahmana. Satya samadama titi kharjava. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma tatma svabhavajam. He is simply giving his identification, I am Brahmana, without any qualification of a Brahmana. He is called Dvijabandhu. Friend of a Brahmin. Just like a son of a high court judge, he can say, he has got the right, that I am friend of my father, of my son of high court judge. That he can say. But you cannot say that you are high court judge. It is a qualification. Even though you are a son of a high court judge, if you have no qualification, how you can say that I am court judge? But that is going on, especially in India. I have no qualification. I am a Brahmana, but still I say I am Brahmana. But they are called Dvijabandhu. Dvijabandhu. You cannot say. Brahma Janati iti Brahmana. If you have got full knowledge of Brahma, then you are a Brahmana. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhavam. And Narad Muni says that this qualification can be acquired by others also. As a son of a Brahman can by bad association disqualify himself. Similarly, a son of a non-Brahmin, he can qualify himself. It is education. It is not that it is monopoly by a certain section. No, that is not the Vedic injunction. Vedic injunction is, as it is in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam maya sristam guna-karma vibhagasa. Guna-karma. You must have the qualities of a brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya or a sudra. There are four divisions of the society. So, if you have the qualification of a Brahmana, guna, and if you act as a Brahmana, then you are a Brahmana. You have no qualification, you don't act as a Brahmana. How you claim yourself as a Brahmana? No, that is not enough. This is Shastriya Indian. Narada Muni says, jadi annatra vidisyeta, tattena iva vinidhise. Every has got qualification. That is very natural. That is very natural. Yusahita lakkhanam sad varnabhi manyatam. To ascertain which class a man belongs, whether he is a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, there are qualifications. Just like ordinary, you will know. We understand an engineer by qualification, a medical practitioner by qualification. We don't ask whose son you are, Mr. Engineer. No. If you have got engineer's qualification, you are engineer. Otherwise, how can you be engineer? Similarly, yasahidat lakkhanam shan varna vimanyatam. Varna. This is Brahmical quality. Bhagavad Gita is saying, satta samadhava tithikha arjava surjam tejam yuddhicha palayanam khatriya. Khatriya must be very heroic. He'll never go away from fighting. If the khatriya is challenged, I want to fight with you. Yes, come on. That is kshatriya. Similarly, Brahmana, that's a qualification. If such qualification is acquired by somebody else, even though he is not born in that family, Narada Muni says, tattena iva vinidhise. If a Brahmana has not acquired the Brahminical qualification, but a Kshatriya qualification or a Vaishya qualification or a Sudra qualification, then according to the quality, guna and what, he should be asserted. Similarly, others also, yadi annatra vidisyeta, this is Shastra Kinga. And Krishna therefore refers to Brahma Sutra Padaishyaya, Heti Madhi Vinishthita. So, we have to accept the Vedanta Sutra knowledge. Through Vedanta Sutra, Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī says, knowledge means Veda-jñāna, Vedanta Sutra-jñāna, that is knowledge. Because it is very reasonably stated, reasonably, hetu-madhi-vinishthita. Krishna gives the authority of Vedanta Sutra. So we should have to accept the authority of Vedanta Sutra and try to understand. But Vedanta Sutra is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and if we accept Srimad Bhagavatam, first study Bhagavad Gita, and when we are actually realized, what is realization of Bhagavad Gita? Realization of Bhagavad Gita is to know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. That is realization. Aradha Bhagavan Vrijasatamaya. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananya. There is no more superior authority than me. If we accept that Krishna is the Supreme Authority, then you learn Bhagavad Gita. And if you try to make minus Krishna, or if you want to take the position of Krishna, like the Mayavadi, then you become a rascal. There is no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means to accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality. And Krishna also demands, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekam saraṇam-ajami. That is the authority. When one accepts Krishna as the Supreme Authority, then he can be, just like after passing your entrance examination, you can be admitted to the degree college. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual life. People even cannot understand the ABCD. What to speak of graduation? Srimad Bhagavatam. They have become so full, so neglected. Simple thing they cannot understand. This is the position. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is trying its best to make people to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical interpretation. This is our mission. But people will not take that. If we give some bluff, that Krishna means, you are also Krishna, I am also Krishna, why Krishna alone shall be God, you are also God, I am also, these things will be very much appreciated. Because we bluff. But that bluffing may be very pleasing to the demons, but those who are actually students of Bhagavad Gita, they will not accept this bluff. So therefore Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jagati siddhaye jatatamapi siddhyanam kaschit vyaktimam tattva. To understand Krishna is difficult job. Because Krishna says, manushyanam sahasre, in thousands and thousands of people, one may be interested for siddhi. What is that siddhi? Siddhi, perfection. The perfection is how to get out of this material class, how to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age, that is called siddhi. So, kasti jatati siddha. Who is interested? They are dying like cats and dogs. They have accepted. How death is? That's all. But there is a solution of death. But they are not interested. They are prepared to die like cats and dogs. That's all. The human life is meant for making solution of birth, death, old age and disease. But they will not take it. That's all. Let us die. You are going to accept next life as a tree. Never mind. They say like that. I will forget. You will have to stand up 7,000 years in one place. That's all right. They have become so dull. This is called Kali Yuga. Mandas mandamatayo mandabhagaj bodhita. Very slow, very bad. Manda means very bad. Sumandamatayo, and if one has got some path or some sect, that is also adulterated, nuisance. Mandamatayu, mandabhagga, unfortunate, even people have no idea what he is going to eat tomorrow. Actually these things are coming. Mandabhagga, most unfortunate, and upadrita, I always disturbed by so many natural disturbances, health disturbances, political disturbances. This is the position. So there is great necessity of pushing on this movement, Krishna consciousness. So that their life may be perfect, although it is a difficult job. But still, we are trying our best. If people take advantage of this movement, then the whole problems of his life will be solved. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.